Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
What is up, everyone. Welcome to Real Talk Monday. You all, we are here. I want y'all liking, I want y'all sharing, I want y'all tagging, and I want y'all telling everybody and telling somebody that we are on, y'all. We are on. We want y'all to let us know what y'all think about this new time. We used to do Real Talk Monday at 8 o'clock, and I think we're going to take it back to that. Y'all let me know what y'all think about it. But I need y'all liking, sharing, and tagging. Because tonight, y'all, tonight, that's all I got to say. Tonight, we are going up on a Monday night. And you all, I have with me tonight, y'all, my sis, my big sis, my homie, my ride or die, my light, age one since day one, Miss Hannah Irby up in the building with me, you all. And you all, guess what? She is back as a co-host of Real Talk Monday. What hey. Is up? Sis, it has been a minute since we have had you back on the stage.
Yes. I've been busy being mommy and, you know, recovering from having another child later in life and just getting back to finding me. You know, that's the whole process that we don't really talk about, but it really is a journey to come back from giving birth, especially in your mid-30s.
Yes, for sure. So you all, I want to let something out now before this show even gets too far started. I want y'all to know, anybody that is a true fan of Real Talk Monday, y'all know that Hannah used to be on the show with me at one point, and then all at once, y'all just noticed one day she was gone. So you all, there's been some people that thought that there was like a fallout between me and Hannah. But I'm here to let y'all know right now, the devil is a liar and the truth ain't in him. There was never a fallout between me and my sis. Like, legit.
Super high risk pregnancy, and I pushed, and then I just couldn't push anymore. So that's why it was so sudden.
Yeah, but y'all, like, legit, that bond that we had, it's still strong. Like, that's my sis for life. So it's like, I don't care what's going on. I don't care what I got going on. Like, that's my big sis for sure. So you all, I am happy to have her back with us tonight. And she is officially back on the team as the co-host. So it is good to have her back.
It feels good to be back. Thank you for the opportunity.
Man, sis, we are happy to have you. And welcome back. So you all, I want y'all to put in comments, welcome back, Hannah. Like, legit. Y'all just don't understand what y'all getting when y'all get us back together. Because legit, once we decided we was coming back together on this show, we already was cooking in the background, like. We was already cooking, like, all right, so how we doing this? Yes, welcome back, Hannah. Hello, Minister Angela Simmons. Hello. I want y'all liking, sharing, and tagging, y'all. Like, share, and tag. So we're going to start it off. Before we get into this conversation tonight, we used to do something back in the day that is called Root Spacks. So I'm going to go in. Tonight, I'm going to kick off the Root Spacks for y'all. And I'm going to give y'all that. And then we're going to go into this conversation. And Root Spacks is basically, we are giving you all the history that is often not talked about when it comes to us as African Americans. We know about Martin Luther King. We know about Rosa Parks. We know about Malcolm X. We know about Harriet Tubman. Welcome back, Hannah. Yes, Tasha. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So we know about Harriet Tubman. But what I want to do is we want to give you all that history that we sometimes don't hear about. So tonight we are going to talk about, on our Root Spacks for tonight, we are going to talk about the Freedom Summer. Freedom Summer. The fight for voting rights was a dangerous and sometimes fatal fight for activists. In 1964, activists attempted to register as many black voters as possible in Mississippi in what is known as Freedom Summer or the Mississippi Summer Project. The National Archives record that more than 60 churches and homes were bombed or burned for civil rights workers. With civil rights workers was killed, at least 3 black Mississippians was killed, 80 workers was beaten, and more than 1,000 people were arrested in connection to this effort. Several civil rights organizations collaborated to send thousands of out-of-state volunteers, young people, the children of prominent lawyers, doctors, politicians in the North to help black Mississippians safely register to vote. According to Cornelius L. Byrne, the director of African American Studies at Purdue University, the belief in doing this was that local Mississippi authorities might be more hesitant to respond with violence than they have been, and that there would be more media focus on the efforts to generate an effective vote for African Americans in the state. Bynum told ABC News, tens of thousands of black voters registered, dispelling the myth that black residents simply weren't interested in voting, according to Bynum. So that is our Roots History Facts. I didn't go all the way into it. If you want that whole Roots History Facts, inbox me in behind the scenes, and I will definitely be happy to email it to you or inbox it to you. But if we went through that whole thing, we would be on here all night. But I just wanted to give you a tidbit of our history. Because if you don't know your history, you are bound to repeat it. So, Hannah, tell them what we're talking about tonight.
Tonight, we are talking about setting the standard and crafting your love blueprint. So, like, how do you create the standard of love?
How do you create the standard of love? Mm-hmm. You create that standard by showing somebody how they should treat you.
Okay, so how do you show someone how to treat you? Do you communicate it? Do you do it actions? Like, how do you, or do you fuss at them? Like, do you nag? Like, what would be the best way to show someone?
Actions speak louder than words, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Now, for me, I will honestly say it like this. As men, we are protectors. We are providers. So if we say that we love you, the first thing that we are going to do is we are going to protect what we love by any means necessary. We're not going to let no harm, no drama, no stress, none of that get to what we love, because we actually love that thing. So if we love something, we're going to protect it.
I think.
And notice I said men, not little boys.
it's the preference thing of what a person prefers. You know, everybody got their own cup of tea.
I agree with that. So what is your setting the standard for love look like?
I think setting the standard for love is being, in this chapter and season of my life, is being articulate of your desires. Like, communication is key. And just being that peace. Like, I don't want chaos. I don't want drama. I don't need no more trauma. I just want peace and happiness. And if we don't like something that we're doing, we need to communicate through that. That's the biggest thing, I think, communication. Because, you know, as I'm constantly, I'm not a mind reader. Okay, thank you. You know, so we have to remember that we're not mind readers. And I think as women, like, we want men to read minds and we throw little hints. And some people just don't say, you're going to meet someone that's going to let you know.
I agree with that. Like, I think sometimes men and women won't our spouse to be mind readers. We're like, if you love me, you ought to know what I'm wanting. You ought to know what I need before I even tell you. Exactly. But that's not the case. Like, I can't know what you need until you actually communicate it to me.
And I think we're going through the motions of so many different things. Like, if you're a single mom, you're in parenting mode, you know, you're in mommy mode. If you have a career, you're climbing the corporate ladder, you're trying to meet these metrics. And then let's say you serve in a church, you know, all kind of things that you could do. You try on your health journey. So sometimes you have so much going on that you honestly don't know what your partner's desires are because you're trying to wrap your head around your whole entire self. And so you can't communicate, and then it gets all foggy, and then it just could turn into a ghost situation.
Man, somebody just said mind reading expectation is a problem. I love this gem. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll be honest with you. I had to be checked over the weekend over the fact that I really wasn't putting in the effort that I needed to put in. And like, I had to like check myself, and I'm like, dang, I had gotten so busy with ministry mode. This time of the year is crazy busy for me because there's always a revival going on somewhere or something. So I'm always on the go. So it's like I had to check myself and I had to be like, wait a minute. My first ministry is to my home. I can't be out here pouring out to everybody else. And then when I come home, my home life is jacked up. I can't be doing that.
Your cup is empty. So if your cup is empty, you cannot pour it.
True. Mm-hmm. Ooh, this is good too. Over-communication is a great technique to address this silence. I don't know.
True. You are so right. Because let me tell you something. Let's be transparent. I'm going to tap in on it. No man wants to know everything. Do not share your whole life. You're going to overwhelm him and he's going to run away. You can't take him through every roadblock, everything that go wrong every 5 minutes. Oh, this happened at work. Oh, like that. Unless that man has that capacity, you're going to overwhelm him. He's like, you know, she's been emotionally just not there. Like, she's got the look, she's got the career, she got the cram in, she got the mount, but emotionally she cannot function on her own. You over communication can be a thing, or telling too much. Some things you need to keep to yourself, you know, but it's hard to navigate what you should share, what you shouldn't share. That can be tricky, but you definitely have to be careful in your communication, because over communication is a very bad thing as well. Yes.
I like this question. What happens when you communicate what you need to your significant other, but it goes in one ear and immediately out the other? I'm going to let you go first, and then I'm going to ask a question behind this.
That hurts. Like, that hurts so much when it is that, because if you're communicating and it's like you're dismissing me and that you don't care about my concerns, and then you're self-doubting yourself because you're like, why don't you care about what I'm telling you I need? And so that's kind of like a deal breaker for me in this season of my life. Like, no, I don't think that just doesn't work for me in this season. Because we should respect each other's wishes and desires. And if I communicate it to you and you just dismissive of it, that kind of speaks for itself about how that person feels about you. And maybe you need to get an external source to help you, some type of therapy to help with it. If you can't get that through to them to help them understand how that makes you feel and the importance of it, you might need to get an additional resource to help you to overcome that.
Now, here's my question. Mm-hmm. Are you communicating that with your spouse, or are you nagging that to your spouse? Because there's a difference between the two.
Well, what do you consider nagging? Give us the men's perspective on nagging.
So communication is, hey, babe, like, I know you've been busy. I know you have a lot on your plate. I know you have, like, a lot that you have going on. However, I really need some time with
you. Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You, and then when the man gives you that time, because it isn't the amount of time that you want, then you get mad and it's like, bump all the stuff that he has done, forget about the fact that he is trying to give me time. All you see is I didn't get the time that I'm wanting. So it's like, sometimes what happens is we get so mad because we're not getting what we want that we fail to realize that, yo, this man is giving me what he has. So, like, let me give you case in point.
Okay.
Like, for me, for instance, I work a full-time job. I'm in ministry. I'm in podcasting. And I'm doing a lot of other things on the other end as well. If I am giving you 5, 10, 15 minutes. That's 5, 10, 15 minutes that I could have been doing something else. So my thing is, don't get mad because you're not getting an hour. And that you're not getting an hour. And then so much to the point that you neglect the fact that, dang, well, at least I am getting 5 or 10 or 15 minutes. Because when you neglect the fact that you're getting that 5, 10, or 15 minutes that man does have, guess what happens? That man ain't wanting to give you no time because you're ungrateful. So if you are ungrateful for the time that I am giving you, why in the world am I going to give you anything at all?
That's true. So that comes in when you meet, we can take that with a lot of different ways. First thing is, like, compromise. That's the basic skill set that a lot of people lack. We don't want to compromise, because basically you're saying, I'm giving you this time, the 5 to 10 minutes, that, you know, accept that, respect it. You know, everybody, a busy person is not going to have that much time. A successful person is not going to have that much time. You know, everybody wants like a six-figure man, but baby, the six-figure man ain't got no time, because those six figures take a lot of time. And I think that also goes into play with, you need to date someone or be in a relationship or even surround yourself in friendships with people that are going the same direction that you're going in, because y'all won't be able to conversate and mingle because y'all are on the same page. So like you said, I work two jobs, and most of the friends that I have that I deal with, they work two jobs too. So when we do take that time to step back and say, okay, let's go do a kid play date, or let's go do a mommy play date, you know, we're on the same page because our schedules align with all of us working two jobs. You know, I have an Amazon reselling, so that takes time. I have two kids, and my kids don't just go to school. They go to activities and they do things. And so you have to really make sure that you guys are in alignment with, you know, basically being equally yoked so that it's not that type of tension and drama, because you won't be able to communicate and overcome those things if you're not on the same page.
I agree with that. This is a good question. Do you want 15 minutes of bonding and intimacy with your partner or love interest? I guess that's a question for me. All right,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, since she's asking you, okay.
Yeah, I'll let you go first.
I like bonding and intimacy. So that's my love language, and that's important to me, to have that bonding and intimacy.
For me, I definitely want that, because and at the end of the day, I am a guy that is definitely, physical touch is one of my love languages. So it's like, I have to have that. I have to. Now, I'm not saying I need that whole 15 minutes. Some of that 15 minutes can be us talking about our day, decompressing, like letting go of life struggles, like all of that. Like, there's different things that we can do. There's different things that we can do to kind of bond. Like, if you love going to the gym,
I tried. He ain't come to the gym. But that's my thing. So to piggyback off of that, I go to the gym because I was unhappy with the weight after I had my daughter, and I wanted to feel good about myself. But when he doesn't have time, guess what? I go to the gym. That's like my mommy time for me to have self-love for myself. And then when you're unavailable, that's what I go do.
I'm talking about, is 15 minutes the amount of depth that you want, or do you want more depth than that? I would take, at that point, I would take anything that I could get. If all you have is 15 minutes, then guess what? I'm going to be happy with that 15 minutes, and I'm going to use it wisely.
That's right, because we are grateful in this season.
Exactly. Like, because what one thing that I've learned is that in my 35 years of living, Lord willing, next on Monday, it'll be 36.
You're getting up there with me.
Yes. I can't call you old no more. I can't call you old no more.
You're right on my tail now.
Yep, exactly. So, like, in my 35 years of living, almost 36, like, legit, like, I'm at that point to where, like, I'm finally there where I'm like, you know what? I'm going to be happy with what I can get out of the woman that I love. Well, what should I do if my man makes empty promises, even though I continue to ask him not to? I ask him to just not tell me what's going to do anything, rather than make promises he won't keep. At that point, I think it depends on the man that you have. If the man is a man that is trying his best and he's not trying to make empty promises,
is actually speaking. His actions are speaking, because actions, like James said, speak louder than words. And you can't beat a dead horse, and don't beg nobody. And I'm gonna take it to a level that I have to stay very in front of my eyes at all times. I have two girls. They watching what you do. If you have children, they're watching what you do. And is that the example that you want to set for them? That's what I ask myself. Like, is this what I'm showing them is the proper way to be? Like, I can't, you know, make their dads do whatever they do. But who I bring in from here on out, is that what I want to demonstrate to them?
I like that.
But I like the way you're treating me, but I like you to treat my child that way.
I like that. I like his comment. 15 minutes may work if you have a foundation. More time is needed to build a foundation, in my opinion. I definitely agree. Like, you need more time if you're trying to build a foundation. You're going to need, like, more time in 15 minutes.
But those 15-minute snippets, you know, yeah, 15 minutes,
that's what I was about to say.
You can make your life, because everybody can't sit on the phone for 30 minutes to an hour. A 15-minute coffee date can change your life. A 15-minute ice cream date can be so awesome and uplifting and deep that it's better than an hour. It's all about who is it with. The foundation takes time to build to be solid. A solid foundation is not built overnight.
Mm-hmm. So, like, I'll say it like this. If you look at a Barack Obama and a Michelle Obama, let me put it like this. Do you think that Barack is sitting on the phone or laying by Michelle for hours? On hours, upon hours. No, because both of them are completely busy and working in their purpose. Beyonce and Jay-Z. Do you think Jay-Z is right by Beyonce 24/7, all hours of the day? No, because both of them are working and grinding and doing what they have to do. So what we have to understand is, if both of you have that hustle mindset, both of you have that I'm getting it by any means necessary, both of you have that mindset of, you know what, I'm not stopping until I'm successful, guess what? There's going to be sacrifices that has to be made. So with that being said, you may not be able to spend 40 minutes on the phones like some of your friends do with their spouses. But what you can do is take those 15-minute conversations, make them impactful, make them important, make them count. And by the time those conversations add up, guess what? You are on track probably better than what some of your friends are, because you have used your time wisely.
Yes. And all those pieces of the pizza make a full pie, which make a solid foundation.
Facts. Facts. Mm-hmm. Like, we have to build on a solid foundation. We can't just build on like, oh, I just want to do this because whoop de whoop de whoop. No, it's not like that. We have to build on a solid foundation. Legit. Like, let's just be real. At the age that both of, that all of us are that is watching this show tonight, the building on the fact of, oh, they cute, oh, they handsome. But, like, at that point, yeah, cute and handsome works. You need that. You need to be attracted to your partner. But what else are they bringing to the table?
Mm-hmm.
Are they being your peace, or are they being your headache?
Okay. So that kind of taps into what's the difference between preferences and standards? No. What's the difference between preferences and standards, James?
I'm going to get into that, but I like his comment. What do you consider an adequate amount of time per week to give your woman in a long-distance relationship? Not per day, but per week. I would say per week.
That's a good one. I've been down that road since.
And I would say per week. I would say per week, you ought to at least have at least 45 to 50 minutes per week.
Well, I did long distance, and, you know, we did the morning check-in, the little 15-minute.
Yeah,
we usually sometimes check in by lunch, little 15 minutes, 10, 15 minutes. And then in the evening, we would have, like, a good 30 to 60-minute conversation daily. And then we would link up every other week. That was my experience on long distance. And after like 6 months, I was like, I can't do this. Like, no, I need more than this. This ain't working for me.
Mm-hmm.
But that was good for me in that season, because it helped me get ready to get back in the market.
If you are in now.
Right. Because I took some time after I had my daughter and just sat down and got closer with God and found myself again and just healed before I came back outside.
Mm-hmm. Because she outside. Well, she ain't outside.
I sat down for 2.5 years. I'm not outside. Mm-mm. Don't say that. Mm-mm. Don't do that.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No, she ain't outside. I ain't even going to do my sister like that. I ain't going to do it.
Go for it and feel for it. Like, if you feel like, you know, it's not, if you're doubting it, don't take your doubt as in you're insecure, you don't know what you're feeling. Trust your gut, pray on it, fast on it. Get some discernment on it from the man above. Don't sit there and take yourself through all those challenges. If you have doubts and questions, then you got to work through that.
Facts.
Don't tear yourself down in the process of working through that. Don't feel like you're the problem or your expectations are too high or no. Because for the right one, they're going to modify.
Mm-hmm. Agree. All right. So it's on to you. What was that question that you asked me?
What is the difference between preference and standards?
Preference is what you want. Standards is what you demand.
I like that. I'm right with it.
So, like, I want a woman that's 36, 34, 26. But I demand a woman that is a praying woman. That's my standard.
Okay.
My standard is she got to be a praying woman. My preference is she got to be a brick house, like the Commodore said. Yes, I took it back to the Commodores, y'all. I took it back to the Commodores.
It's going to be classic with you. You know all the classics.
So. Exactly. Yes. 36, 34, 36. Put a woman hand.
Okay. So, like, your preference, like, my preference would probably be, like, over 6 feet, dark skin, you know, real easy on the eyes, beautiful eyes. Mm-hmm. But my standard would be, you gotta be God fearing, mm-hmm. honest, mm-hmm. and not in the playing games.
Mm-hmm. Y'all, she said over 50 because I mean, like, she is like 55 herself.
Ain't nobody right over 50. I didn't say nothing about 50. I'm only 37. You so disrespectful. Move right along. How do your past experiences shape what you accept?
Ah, man, past experience shape what I accept. It taught me my worth. It taught me my worth and taught me that, like, you know what? No, I'm not settling no more. I'm not settling no more. Like, I know what I'm worth. I know what I deserve. And I'm charging tax on that now.
Yes.
So.
For me, mm-hmm. I would say, like, the trauma and the drama have definitely created a foundation of what I'm willing to accept and what I'm willing not to accept. It has also helped me establish the red flags and avoid a lot of situations and scenarios from the very beginning.
I feel that. Mm-hmm. So we're going to close it out like this tonight, sis. Every week to close it out, we are going to do what is called Scenario Monday. So what that means is, like, with whatever the topic is, right? Me and you are going to come up with a scenario for each other off of that topic. So I'm going to start it off and then I'll let you come after me to give me one. So my scenario for you is, okay? So you have an ex, okay? This was like your first love, okay? You at the store and you're shopping. You went into his mama at the store. His mama absolutely loved you. She called you daughter-in-law, all that. She stops you while you're shopping and tells you that her son is home. Now, he had been married, but he recently just got divorced. Now, this man was perfect for you, but it was just y'all outgrew each other. The mama tells you that he's home and she gives you his number for you to call him. What are you doing in that situation?
I am going to wish them the best, you know, of course, greet, nice, smile, hug, and wish them the best in that chapter of their life. Mm. I'm not calling. I'm good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, your turn to give me one.
Oh, you blindsided me with this one. So I gotta give you a scenario. You run into your high school sweetheart at the bank. You're not seeing them for a decade.
Okay.
And they shoot their shot.
I am going to tell them that I appreciate. I'm going to tell them it's great to see them. I'm going to tell them that definitely would love to stay connected. But that season in my life is over with. And that I'm happy with who I'm with. So you all, what did y'all think about us tonight? What did you all think about us tonight? Do y'all think that we killed it tonight? How do y'all think we did? Do y'all like the time change? Do y'all like the time change? With eight, do y'all like 8 o'clock? Let us know in our in my inbox. Let me know, like, in our email. Let us know how y'all felt about it. All right. Great says, great exchange. Okay, okay, okay. Do y'all like the 8 o'clock? Or do y'all want us to go back to our 7 o'clock? Y'all let us know. And we want to give a shout out. Okay, Hannah was awesome and so was you, Viv. Okay, okay, okay. So we want to also give a shout out to Angola because we received an email on the other day and we are like literally number 16 in Entrepreneurship Podcast in Angola. So we want to give a shout out to them and we want to show our love to them and tell them thank you all for listening. We thank you all for listening and we will see y'all next week. As we always say, sometimes our disappointments are nothing more than God's appointments, meaning some things that we look at as bad, God is only turning it around for our good. Stay blessed, be blessed, and be a blessing too. Someone else, and we will see y'all next week. Peace.